RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Rapper A$AP Rocky found not guilty of felony assault. ABC's Alex Stone outside the courthouse in Los Angeles.
A$AP Rocky took a big risk here. He was offered a plea deal for about 6 months in county jail. He said no. Had he been found guilty, he could have gotten 24 years in prison. This was a very big risk, and he won that risk.
The first high-level meeting between the U.S. and Russia in 3 years took place in Saudi Arabia Tuesday, but Ukraine and U.S. allies not at the table. Pope Francis remains in the hospital. The Vatican says he's been diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs. Two backcountry skiers buried and killed by an avalanche in central Oregon's Happy Valley. Officials say rescuers have recovered the victims. Weather and the possibility of human error are all under consideration as investigators look into why a Delta plane flipped upside down and burst into flames when it tried to land in Toronto. Miraculously, all 80 people on board survived. This is ABC News. An Oscar-winning actress who grew up on military installations says her children's book has been banned.
Julianne Moore told Children at the 2012 White House Easter egg roll that her children's book, Freckle-Faced Strawberry, about a girl with red hair and freckles, was partly autobiographical. It was her childhood nickname.
I thought that name was really embarrassing when I was seven. Now, I don't care so much.
Moore shared on Instagram that it was a, quote, great shock to learn her book was banned from Department of Defense-run schools. A department spokesman told the Washington Post these books are being reviewed pursuant to President Trump's executive orders.
Egypt has officially announced the discovery of a new royal tomb, the first one since King Tutankhamun's resting place over 100 years ago. It belongs to King Thutmose II, who died around 1479 BC and contains alabaster vessels and funerary furniture. The royal mummy was found in 1881 in a nearby place and was probably moved there by grave robbers. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's the Badgers in Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Tonight at the Kohl Center, it's Wisconsin against the Fighting Illini. Now, the last time these two teams met, Illinois won 86-80. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. Head basketball coach Greg Gard on tonight's game.
Yeah, I think we're better on both ends of the floor. But obviously a really good team, a lot of talent. You know, when they're playing well, they're really, really good. So it's going to be a challenge for us and a good measuring stick to see where we have come from early December.
Number 16th ranked Marquette at home tonight in Milwaukee against Seton Hall. Baseball in Arizona. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked about 22-year-old Jefferson Cairo coming back from surgery, and Murph is excited about the young catcher's future.
He's the right kid. He's got the right makeup, the right approach to the game. But coached well, parented well, because that dude's special. Just mark it down. When I'm around a great one, and I can smell it. He smells like he's going to be a great one.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The hips don't lie, and neither does the torso. Shakira had to cancel a show in Lima, Peru last weekend after she found herself in the emergency room. The singer announced to her 91 million Twitter followers she had an abdominal issue and was not well enough to perform. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she rescheduled the show for Monday, February 17th, and is back at it. Glad it was nothing serious. Could have just been Taco Bell. The Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama is in the middle of court filings and subpoenas. During a recent appearance on CBS This Morning, Brendan Slenar, who shared the big screen with Lively and Beldoni on In It Ends With Us, which is where all the controversy took place, was asked by Gayle King who he is siding with, Team Justin or Team Blake. Sklenar diplomatically answered that he is with Team It Ends With Us. Sklenar was on the show to promote the upcoming second season of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. Closer to home, he starred in Green and Gold, which was shot in Door County and is still in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A cold weather advisory in effect for the first half of your Wednesday. In the overnight, we'll see a few clouds around the area with lows around 10 below, wind chills between 20 and 25 below, with northwest breeze. Wednesday, partly sunny, upper single digits. Currently 7 degrees below zero.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It is Wisconsin Wednesday. We're talking budgets, ballots, the Birkebeiner, and billionaires. Don't miss it. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So, Mikey Weinstein has something to say to Petey Hegseth. Here's a clip.
So this is an open video to the current Secretary of Defense, Petey Hegseth. Hey there, Petey. You are apparently trying to make an effort to ban anyone in the military from reaching out for civil rights help. It's not going to work, Petey. Please understand that you are in the executive branch. I'm not sure you ever studied this in whatever school you went to. You don't get to legislate. See, that belongs to Congress. You don't get to judiciate. That belongs to the federal court system. You execute the laws that are passed by Congress, and you do not interpret them. That belongs to the judiciary. This is something that is embodied in another thing we call the U.S. Constitution. And before I forget, I just want to say one more thing, Petey.
Beep off. Mikey Weinstein is on the line with us, the founder and president of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, MRFF. MilitaryReligiousFreedom.org is the website. Mikey Weinstein, Weinstein on Twitter. Mikey, welcome back to the program. It's been way too long since you've been with us. Give me an update on what's going on with MRFF and Mr. Hegseth.
Well, Tom, first, it's great to see you again and be back. I'm just so happy that you're still out there fighting away. Don't ever go anywhere. You've got to stay here like all the rest of us and fight. As I tell everybody now, you have two choices as American citizens. You can either collaborate or you can resist. And if you decide to do neither, you're collaborating. So thank you and the Tom Hartman Show and the whole crew for being here and continuing to fight for what is was designed to be a beautiful democracy. Pete Hegseth, the new Secretary of Defense. We got the word a little over a week ago from our folks at the Pentagon. We just went past 93,000 clients here at the foundation. I think when I first started doing your show, I think we just had 2,000 or 3,000 clients. I mean, so it's been, yeah. we're 20 years now, and about 95% of our clients are actually Christians themselves, Tom, that are being abused for not being Christian enough. In the military, all 18 national security agencies, the Coast Guard, which is the Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Maritime Service, specifically the Merchant Marine Academy, which is the Department of Transportation. But we got the word that Hegseth, and nothing's happened yet, maybe we got out in front of it, that was the goal, was going to try to prohibit anyone in the military from reaching out to us for help. Now, there's precedent for this, because in the summer of 2023, Mike Turner, a MAGA right-wing fundamentalist Christian congressman from Ohio, the Dayton area, submitted legislation to amend the largest part of the federal budget, Tom, the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 24, to get this, to make it a felony for anyone in the military to reach out to us. We were mentioned three times by name, and we had to work for 6 months on the Senate side, the Democratic side, to get that out, the Pentagon funding bill, before it got to Biden in late December of 2024. Wow. But they've never even done that, Tom, to Planned Parenthood or the ACLU. So we kind of wear that as a red badge of courage, that they're so worried about us trying to support the rights of sailors, soldiers, Marines, and airmen. Guardians is what they're called in the Space Force. Air Force Academy, Military Academy, ROTC, OCS cadets, even junior ROTC cadets and midshipmen in the high school realm, trying to protect the wall separating church and state, that they're trying to make it a crime to have anyone reach out to us. So in case Hegseth had any bright ideas about that, we decided to come out with the statement. And yeah, I did tell him to F off at the end because that's how I feel. I love Michelle Obama. I love her. But when she says, when they go low, we go high, I don't agree with that. When they go low, we got to meet them where they are and fight them where they are. So we're not going to sit back and let, as I mentioned in the clip, this misogynistic, mendacious, alcoholic, fundamentalist Christian nationalist stop members of the military from trying to reach out to us so that we can very aggressively and militantly, although legally, ethically, and morally, fight for their constitutional rights to separate themselves from this concept of Christian nationalism, Tom, which, as you know, is trying to replace our beautiful constitutional democracy with this this thing right out of Margaret Atwood's Gilead and the Handmaid's Tale, Brave New World.
Yeah, or, I completely get it. And Mikey, when you first started coming on this program, and I think it might have been as much as 20 years ago, your son was in the Air Force Academy, and that was the thing that got you into this. Because the right-wing fundamentalists were coming after him, basically, as a Jewish kid in the military, and or in the academy. And I'm wondering, what's the status? You know, tell us some stories. What are the kinds of outrages that you guys are encountering that you're trying to defend people against?
Well, I advise people to go to the website, as you did earlier. It's just mrff.org or militaryreligiousfreedom.org. That son, by the way, is actually two sons and a daughter-in-law who graduated from the academy. One of my sons is now a senator from the state of Ohio. He's a state senator. That's Casey. My other son, Curtis, they both graduated, went on to teach public high school history in Arizona. Not the easiest thing to do. My daughter-in-law, Amanda, is a noted economist. They've all done very, very well. But the stories are pretty shocking. We just had a win today, actually. We had a situation where on Sunday, a large part of the Air Force Command called Air Education and Transportation, Air Education and Training Command, based at Joint Base San Antonio, which is the largest DOD installation in the world, put up a Facebook post about one of their Air Force flight line crew chiefs, where the guy put his name out there, and in the middle of it had a quote from the book of Galatians in the New Testament. Now, there's an Air Force regulation that we helped push through years ago that makes it clear that you cannot push your religious faith if it's inextricably intertwined with your job position, among other things. Well, this had him in uniform in front of an Air Force airplane where he's crew chiefing on the flight line with, the quotation from the New Testament right between his name. So I sent a demand letter to the three-star general who commands AETC, spoke to his deputy, a two-star general, today, and in a matter of minutes, they took the Facebook post down, and they put it back up with the biblical citation off. But, we've had two of our biggest stories were Jesus rifles. It turned out that every rifle, Tom, every rifle in the DOD inventory had on its scopes burned into it citations from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the book of Revelation, just citing it there, because a large defense contractor with a $2 billion contract to make these scopes, Trigicon, based in Michigan, had put that in there. We had a number of members of the military that came to us in one of the provinces in Afghanistan because they were walking into the villages, and the elders wanted to see, we call them the Jesus rifles. You can imagine the optics with our members of the military shooting Muslims through a site that has the biblical citations on it.
Was this part of the specifications and the request for?
Yes, it was actually apparently in the contracts itself. But Trigicon, the TRI of Trigicon is now apparently stands for Trinity, right? And so that was shocking. It turned out when we did this though that it was not just it was all the NATO rifles had the same thing as well, along with the Israeli Defense Forces. I guess they didn't realize when they bought the rifles that they were in there, but we had young 18, 19, 20-year-old members of the military terrified that they would be pissing off the local indigenous personnel that we're supposed to be supporting. They were taking pennies and trying to scratch it off of the metal base, but then they had their superiors saying that we will prosecute you via court-martial for defacing government property. Another Jesus nukes. We had 68 United States Air Force nuclear missile launch officers, Tom. You know, the ones in the silos that push the switches, telling us that they're going through their training at Vandenberg Air Force Base, where I actually spent 4 years. My dad was stationed there. My wife and I are both military brats. And they were being trained with a PowerPoint presentation that we got, our clients gave it to us through the Freedom of Information Act, that was to letting them realize that it was filled with biblical citations, the concept of the just war theory, that Jesus, I thought it was called Jesus Loves Nukes, and it ended up with an endorsement from Wernher von Braun, you know, a Nazi SS, you know, rocket scientist, saying that when the Nazis left World War II, they wanted to go to a Bible-based society to bring their advanced technology there, which, of course, they brought to us, which certainly helped us out later on with NASA and with everything else. But in between, we've had the stories are literally legion. We've had Native Americans told that they're going to play to dress up in Indian garb for Christian-oriented Thanksgiving celebrations. Whenever we get around a holiday time, particularly when it's Christmas or something like that, or the 4th of July, it's turned into this concept of vicious, oppressive, as I said, you know, weaponized Christianity. And listen, Tom, as you know, when you're in the military, if you're even being gently evangelized by your military superior, get the hell out of my face, sir or ma'am, is not an option for you. Because that, in the military, insubordination is a felony. In the military, under a separate code, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, even adultery is a felony because it destroys good order and morale, discipline, and unit cohesion.
Well, how did Hegseth survive?
Oh, I was going to say, he's the perfect example of a incredible, hypocrisy. When you have a guy like that who knows how many girlfriends he may have had, how many people he got pregnant when he was married before, it's the height of hypocrisy for that cesspool of a human being, that subhuman, to now be the Secretary of Defense with his tattoos that say things like, you know, God wills it, which is, you know, right out of the Crusades. The bad guys haven't been in charge even a month yet. And look what is happening. So we've been, since you've asked, we are quadrupling the number of clients that are coming to us. And what's amazing, a number of them are multi-star generals and admirals, senior executive service level folks in the civil service. Normally we get junior enlisted and junior officers, but not now. I feel like we're at the Alamo. We're helping everybody as much as we possibly can, and we're not going to go anywhere. And if Hegseth thinks he's going to try to outlaw us, he'll have another thing coming.
Yeah, there you go. Mikey Weinstein. Mikey, I'm out of time here, but thank you so much for dropping by and for doing the great work you're doing with the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, MRFF. Let's continue this conversation in the future.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. MRFF.org or militaryreligiousfreedom.org. Check it out. Also, militaryreligiousfreedom.org over on Blue Sky. Mikey Weinstein. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's just about 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. What's on your mind?
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah,
That was a lot better than the original person.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
with
whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless. You can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soup. And because Nature's Path recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable and mixes better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our morning coffee. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk to a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the cost of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. Getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end to start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Like before us, the shadows grow so near. A path of light and liberty, or one ruled by fear. With banners raised in anger, the tyrants call their band. But the people hold the power, it's democracy's last stand. Spoken,
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Lorraine in Los Angeles. Hey, Lorraine, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for picking up my call.
My pleasure. I've
just been spending so much time thinking about how to fight back and what we can do. And I was thinking, well, the protests and the speeches and all that is great. You know, the problem is that the media is not covering any of that, really. Not my local and not cable. But so my thought, and this sounds a little radical, but the thought I came up with, and, you know, I thought we have to think outside the box, is that what do you think, what I came up with, is, and I want your opinion, if some of these federal agencies that are being gutted, attacked by DOGE when they go in and they, you know, force everyone to leave, whatever, if they were to barricade themselves where they are physically located, have the media there to send a visual to our country and the world, you know, to see exactly what's going on, because I feel like people are just not getting it.
Yeah.
And probably until they're not getting their Social Security checks and the VAs, you know, they're not treating the vets and et cetera, et cetera. You know, I can't think of what we have to do something drastic.
Yeah, veterans are being badly screwed by these people, you know, which is really unfortunate. I don't know mm-hmm. that that's something that'll happen, Lorraine. I've been waiting for somebody to reinvent the weatherman. I mean, we're seeing pushback, but, mm-hmm. you know, what they're doing is so extreme. It's so radical. It's so destructive to this country. That I'm just surprised there hasn't been a more ferocious, you know, pushback. We've had people call and talk about the Minutemen, you know, and all these kind of things. Where are the left-wing militias? It's like the things that we have been concerned about for years and years, as we saw this kind of growing storm of neo-fascism and embrace of neo-fascist ideology and language and symbology, is now here. I mean, it's right here. It's right in our face. They are committed to taking down the government of the United States. Mm-hmm. They're destroying our reputation around the world. They're sabotaging mm-hmm. our alliances, all to the benefit of Vladimir Putin. I don't see anybody who benefits from any of this other than Putin. Bringing the federal government to its knees, destroying our alliances. Lorraine, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's a wild time to be alive, I'll tell you. We live in interesting times, as the old saying goes. We'll be right back with more of your calls. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Alan, Pope Francis has pneumonia in both sides of his lungs. This is not good. Say a prayer for him if you're inclined. We'll be right back. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Rapper A$AP Rocky found not guilty of felony assault. ABC's Alex Stone outside the courthouse in Los Angeles.
A$AP Rocky took a big risk here. He was offered a plea deal for about 6 months in county jail. He said no. Had he been found guilty, he could have gotten 24 years in prison. This was a very big risk, and he won that risk.
The first high-level meeting between the U.S. and Russia in 3 years took place in Saudi Arabia Tuesday, but Ukraine and U.S. allies not at the table. Pope Francis remains in the hospital. The Vatican says he's been diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs. Two backcountry skiers buried and killed by an avalanche in Central Oregon's Happy Valley. Officials say rescuers have recovered the victims. Weather and the possibility of human error are all under consideration as investigators look into why a Delta plane flipped upside down and burst into flames when it tried to land in Toronto. Miraculously, all 80 people on board survived. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Guy Pearce says Kevin Spacey made him feel uncomfortable while shooting LA Confidential. Pearce told The Hollywood Reporter the disgraced Spacey targeted him for months on the set back in 1997. The Oscar-nominated Pearce said he was not actually assaulted, but kept brushing off the advances, which was difficult to do because at the time, Spacey was quite powerful and very aggressive. Pearce said when he heard the reports that other actors came forward accusing Spacey of sexual assault, he broke down and sobbed. Pearce is nominated for Best Supporting Actor this year for his role in The Brutalist. And here's something that will make you feel old news. The Breakfast Club just turned 40 this past weekend. The John Hughes film was written in 1982 and put the famous writer-director on the map. The film's initial budget was $1 million and originally was going to be shot independently in Chicago. The Breakfast Club went on to gross $50 million after finally being released in 1985 and became a classic. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's the Badgers in Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Tonight at the Kohl Center, it's Wisconsin against the Fighting Illini. Now, the last time these two teams met, Illinois won 86-80. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. Head basketball coach Greg Gard on tonight's game.
Yeah, I think we're better on both ends of the floor. But obviously a really good team, a lot of talent. You know, when they're playing well, they're really, really good. So it's going to be a challenge for us and a good measuring stick to see where we have come from early December.
Number 16th ranked Marquette at home tonight in Milwaukee against Seton Hall. Baseball in Arizona. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked about 22-year-old Jefferson Cairo coming back from surgery, and Murph is excited about the young catcher's future.
He's the right kid. He's got the right makeup, the right approach to the game. But coached well, parented well, because that dude's special. Just mark it down. When I'm around a great one and I can smell it, he smells like he's going to be a great one.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A cold weather advisory in effect for the first half of your Wednesday. In the overnight, we'll see a few clouds around the area with lows around 10 below, wind chills between 20 and 25 below, with northwest breeze. Wednesday, partly sunny, upper single digits. Right now, it's 8 below.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Jane has jury duty, but I, Greg Bach, am your host, and we have Pat Kreitlow at 10:30 and Sean Rowland, who is a Milwaukee County supervisor, talking about why he ran for office. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
We'll notice your improved health, or you can get your money back. Let me get you started with my special discount. I've got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM at fieldofgreens.com. And, you know, look around at the various flavors and types of drinks they have. That's code TOM, or powders that you mix with water. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. My favorite is their original flavor, but there's a whole bunch of them. Check them out. Code TOM. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off at fieldofgreens.com.
Low in the dead of night, before the butcher, he bends his knee. Selling out land, trading loyalty. Maps are burning, borders fade. Freedom's price has been betrayed. The deal is struck with blood and lies. A traitor's oath in tyrant's eyes. Bowing to the butcher.
About 36 minutes past the hour. Excuse me, picking up your calls. Jim in Reading, Pennsylvania. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. First time caller.
Well, thank you,
I just want to say one thing. I'm 84 years old. I've been a Democrat my whole life. I can't tell you the disappointment I feel in our three former presidents who aren't rallying the people.
Clinton, Bush, and Obama.
Bush. What do you mean? Bush, Obama, Biden, Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean, can you explain to us why these guys are just endorsing what's going on?
I don't get it, Jim. I also don't get why Kamala Harris, after she warned us that this guy is a fascist, vanished.
Well, I'm not worried about that. What I want to know is people, men who are living the top of the world because of us and not having enough care for us, the people, to rally around, give us somebody to get behind, go on television and explain why this is wrong and try to fight against the lies that come out all the time.
Yeah.
Can you explain it to me, Tom?
I can't. I'm increasingly believing in the great man theory of history. And the that leadership is required at pivotal moments in history, and I'm not seeing any leadership emerging on the Democratic side.
Yes. And we need you and me. I've been around. I know I've been telling my people that I deal with. These folks are letting us down terribly. They're not supplying us any leadership.
Well, there's a little bit here and there, but by and large, I think you're right.
Tell me what speech did they make, Tom?
Well, you've got Jamie Raskin, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, in the House and the Senate. Bernie's doing a tour now across the Midwest.
I'm talking about the presidents, Tom. I'm talking about the presidents, the ex-presidents, former presidents.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard a peep out of Bill Clinton, out of George W. Bush, or out of Barack Obama, or, Joe Biden. I mean, I expect, I suppose that Joe Biden is going to kind of respect the, you know, presidents don't diss previous presidents. But why? Why would you respect something that's protecting a fascist? I don't get it.
I like the definition that Mikey, you had on earlier, said when someone who doesn't help, what does he call it? What did he say it was?
I don't recall.
If you don't fight it, what are you? You're on their side.
Yeah. Yeah,
if you don't come out and see a voice against them, maybe, I don't know. I mean, we only know what these liars tell us all the time, over and over and over, stupid stuff with Trump. And these guys just, they're quiet. They're none talking. Yeah.
I get it, Jim. We're getting redundant here. I am hopeful that we will see somebody emerge from the Democratic Party who's willing to take a leadership position, but I'm not holding my breath. Jim, thanks for the call.
You think it's a little late for him, don't you?
Yeah, maybe. I it's never too late. Jim, thanks for the call. Ray in Napierville, Illinois. Hey, Ray, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Long time no talk. I have been thinking, are you worried that you will not have a show, let's say, in about a year, that they come after smaller outlets and say, like, drag you into court and try and shut, you know, here in Chicago, WCPT down, because you won't have the big deep pockets like CNN, MSNBC, or ABC to fight as hard as those major outlets.
And those major outlets are all rolling over, by the way. It's clearly a concern. I mean, you know, this is how fascists take over countries. It's the first thing they do. They grab the courts, yeah. They grab the police, and they destroy the media. Mm-hmm. And I'm just doing the best I can here, Ray. Thanks for the call. Chris in Oakland, California. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, hi, Tom. Thanks for picking up my call. As I told the screener, I would like the opportunity, if I may, through the chair, to offer a rebuttal to our friend James in North Carolina. So with your permission, I will speak directly to James.
Go for it.
Thank you. James, I hope you're still listening, my American cousin. But a couple of things I'd like to say, a few things I'd like to set you straight on. First of all, Herr Twitler did not win a majority. He won a plurality. He cobbled together a plurality through some voter oppression and campaign lies on the scale we've never seen. I won't bother to explain the term plurality to use for the same reason I would not attempt to teach algebra to an amoeba. Second point, James, for a guy who called to tout and taunt and gloat and everything, you sure seemed a little upset at the end of the conversation with your deflections and pejoratives about the homosexuals. And lastly, James, my point is this. You don't have to believe the things that are happening to you, the things that Tom is telling you, because at the end of the day, you're going to live them right along with the rest of us. Ultimately, dear Orange Leader has no more regard for you than he does for something he would scrape off of his shoe.
I guarantee you, if James
MAGA
showed up at Mar-a-Lago and said, hey, let me in, they'd kick him out. I mean,
MAGA is a lie.
Yeah, the membership fee is now $1 million. It's like you've got to be really rich to be one of Donald Trump's peeps. Chris, thank you. Thank you for an eloquent statement.
Thank you, Tom.
Yep, good talking to you. Tom in Seal Beach, California. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's time to end our deference to religion. A Google search shows that about 35% of believers worldwide are Christians. That means nearly two-thirds of the people have to be wrong. Just simple arithmetic tells you that. And then when you look at the Christians, there's Catholics and Baptists and Jehovah's Witnesses, and some people consider Mormons Christians. And there's thousands of various sects of Christians. So the odds of any individual picking the one true religion are vanishingly small. Yet believe what you want about religion. You might be right. But have the humility to realize that the odds are not in your favor.
Yeah, yeah, and you may well be wrong. Excellent point, Tom. Thank you very much. Sharon in Anaheim, California. Hey, Sharon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. A little bit, Louis DeJoy announced today that he was stepping down as the postmaster.
Yeah, Sean just told me that a second ago.
his 10 years of really trying to trash the post office the best he possibly could.
Well, he's setting it up for privatization, so they'll put in somebody there who knows how to do privatization next.
The Board of Governors are due to vote on today or tomorrow, I believe, to put somebody in his place. And so this will privatize the post office, and for those who don't like the post office, they're going to love it as it stands right now as opposed to what it's going to be.
Yeah.
But that being said, there's a lot of the general public that doesn't know about the Postal Act and all the money that was set aside. And I told the screener, I can't remember if it was Reagan or Bush who did it, but there's several hundred million dollars sitting in an account for retired veterans.
Billions of dollars. It was $5 billion a year that they had to set aside.
And the general public doesn't know that. And when people come to me and ask me, you know, or complain about the post office, I'm like, really? Okay, let me school you a little bit. And so that money, if the likes of Musk, Bezos, and Zuckerberg are the ones that pony up and break it all apart, like in Richard Gere did in Pretty Woman, then they get a chunk of that money just because. And, you know, it's pitiful. It's pitiful, everything else that's going on. But this, you know, more federal workers will be out of work now because of this. And I told your screener, I said, I'm just so beside myself. I don't know what to do except get my director's chair and a cocktail. I just, you know.
Yeah. No, I get
I've lived a lot of life, and this is not part of it.
I totally get it, Sharon. We'll see, you know, how this plays out. But they have been proclaiming their desire to privatize the post office ever since Ronald Reagan put into place step one on that, which was to federally charter the post office as no longer being a federal agency, even though it's in the Constitution, and making it a federally chartered corporation like Amtrak. And so, you know, setting it up for privatization. So we'll see how it plays out.
They just got their contract turned down.
Mm-hmm.
So chances are they'll never see the finish of that.
Who's the they?
The postal carriers just got their contract turned down.
Oh, really?
So
the next step is going to be bust the union.
Yep,
there you go.
Exactly.
Sharon,
okay, Sharon, thanks for the call.
Yeah, good talking to you. Wow, 46 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
In just a moment, it's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news,
you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. CB Distillery's Stock Up sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, you deal with daily stress, you need relief after a tough workout, you have to check out CB Distillery. They have natural plant-based solutions for just about everything. And this isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD that people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products. I do, too. They're my favorites, and that's what I'm stocking up on during this sale. And they make it so easy to find exactly what you need. You can shop by benefit, you know, sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've just been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com, code VIP, for up to 40% off everything on their website, including their sleep products. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. cbdistillery.com.
To defend our founders, they knew. They painted it clear. A republic betrayed by silence and fear. But they tore it apart. Twisted the rules, let the rich run the show. Made fortunes in shadows where no light could go. Supreme Court for sale, rights on a thread. The voice of the
Welcome
people.
Back, 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Rich in Cedro Woolley, Washington. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, after the election, there was a lot of navel gazing and finger pointing and stories about Democrats in disarray. All those stories have kind of faded into the background, except there's one line that has persisted to the point where it's almost like trollish boilerplate. It's the left. The party went too far left. It's too progressive. It's,
oh, the Democrats?
This is what they're scared of.
Yeah.
This is what the right is scared of. We have the message that they are scared of. They wouldn't be making this much noise. And one good sign is when a Dino or a Blue Dog like Snakehead Caraville goes on TV, and like he always does, blames the progressives. Fox News jumps all over that. All the right-wing media goes, oh, Carville said.
Oh, James Carville?
Progressives.
Yeah,
Carville.
Yeah, or any other establishment Democrat comes out and attacks progressives. I get it. But the progressives are the backbone of the Democratic Party. You know, Franklin Roosevelt was a progressive. Lyndon Johnson was a progressive. This is the great history of the Democratic Party. All of these benefits, unemployment insurance, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, all of these programs came out of progressive movements. None of them came out of, you know, kind of mainstream Democrats. So I'm with you, Rich. Rich, thank you very much. You said it very well.
Our populism is kryptonite to their populism, our progressive populism.
I agree. Well said. Thank you. AJ in La Mesa, California. Hey, AJ, what's up?
Tom, thanks for taking my call. One of the most articulate and moving depictions of what freedom of religion in America means to me was the portrait that Norman Rockwell created in 1943 based on the 1941 State of the Union address by FDR, which came to be called the Four Freedoms,
right,
in which he depicts various religions of the world, religiosities, and at the top of the portrait he wrote in block lettering, each according to the dictates of his own conscience.
Right.
And you have the trademark Rockwell everyman, a fellow holding his chin, thinking, pondering, questioning.
Yeah, that was an optimistic time in this country. AJ, excellent. Thanks for pointing that out. That was brilliant. Morris in Inglewood, California. Hey, Morris, you have the last minute. What's up?
Inglewood, Tom, you got to look up microsonic energy generators. Microsonic energy generators. Microsonic energy generators. Elon Musk, I'm sorry. He's going out of business. I'm just going to leave you with that. I'll call you later on about that. Microsonic energy generators. We've got a new game changer for the whole world. We can keep the fossil fuels in the ground. We ain't got to burn them no more. We ain't got to burn no gas. We ain't got to charge no vehicles. Microsonic.
Sounds like you've been spending too much time on YouTube, Morris.
No, I
Or are you talking about those focused energy devices that they're using to attack U.S. diplomats in Cuba?
No, I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about generators that fuel your cars. I'm talking about generators that fuel your homes.
Sonic is audible, having to do with sound. What am I missing?
Well, check out the videos, Tom. The guy's name is from Zimbabwe, Maxwell Chukambutso from Zimbabwe. Check it out, man. All kind of videos are out there. You're just not going to hear about them here.
I'll have to check it out. Morris.
I appreciate you, Tom.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call. And that's it for the day. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. Seriously, that includes you. 5050.one, FIFTY.ONE, indivisible.org. Get out there, get active, tag your it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you on the other side.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome stand-up comedian Jeff Kane and writer-director of the film January, Nathan Demming, who discusses his barnstorming tour of the state. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A jury in Los Angeles found rapper A$AP Rocky not guilty of firing a handgun at a former friend in 2021. ABC's Alex Stone is outside the courthouse in Los Angeles.
A$AP Rocky took a big risk here. He was offered a plea deal for about 6 months in county jail. He said no. Had he been found guilty, he could have gotten 24 years in prison. This was a very big risk, and he won that risk.
U.S. and Russian delegations meeting in Saudi Arabia today discussing ending the war in Ukraine. Ukraine and European nations not included at the table. Israel says it'll keep some troops in five controlled outposts of southern Lebanon, defying the deadline for total withdrawal under the peace deal with Hezbollah. The Lebanese government slammed the move, calling it a violation of the agreement. President Trump Tuesday signing a new round of executive orders, one to extend IVF access. Severe storms now blamed for 15 deaths across four states, the majority in Kentucky, after flash flooding. This is ABC News. The Senate is continuing with its fast-paced confirmation process, voting 50-